The problem is each crisis tends to get bigger than the one before, which means each bailout gets bigger than the one before. My question that I'm wrestling with, are we now at the point where the need of bailout is bigger than the capacity of the central bank? There's more coming. I'm not going to, you know, pick a specific name, and we all know the names of the big banks that might be in distress.
I actually still am flabbergasted that people like Peter Thiel could take out billions kind of online, $40 billion being removed from a bank in 24 hours. I didn't even think that was possible.
You're going to expand base money by perhaps $1 trillion or more at a time when you've been pretending to reduce base money. You just told everybody they don't have to record any losses. You've just given them all the cash that your printer can print. So what happened to your inflation fighting? What happened to your monetary tightening?
What do you make of this international crisis? How does this play out?
This is not over. What's going on is contagion. It's financial contagion. They're all in on it. The overlap between that group who really get it and the group who have an interest in making sure no one else understands it is large. And that's the other thing that just has low tolerance for, just the lies. You know, if you have to do what you have to do, yeah, you don't want the whole system to collapse. I understand that. But you can be honest with people about it. So the cost is shifted to everyday Americans. So don't tell me that we're not paying the bill, because we are. These are in the nature of government lies to kind of, you know, disguise what they're actually doing.